This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Multiple outlets reporting, Jason, that it's a Delta Airlines flight 4819 that I just listened into a couple different reports. The plane capacity might be around 70. I saw what you said earlier about 90, but just heard someone saying about 70.
Yeah, that's the certainly possible. Footage. So Endeavor yep. Air, it's kind of, you know, and you were talking about before with Chip that it looked like a regional jet, and indeed it is. Yep. It's operated by Endeavor, which a lot of us, you know, you fly on Delta, yep. but it's really a different airline that runs it under the Delta flag. And they said a certain percentage of their of this particular jet has 70. Most have 90. So either way, 70 to 90 people on that. And you don't know how full it was, but.
Correct. Some yeah. of the most recent footage is just stunning.
Where I've never seen it.
It's coming from.
Amazing.
It's coming from someone. Here, let me just jump in here. It's coming from someone who has just walked off the plane, and you hear them talking to someone on the phone, explaining that we just landed, our plane is upside down. Okay, the plane is upside down on tarmac. Jason, as other people are being helped off the plane, and they're walking, yes, with a little bit of speed, but not fear for their lives, it doesn't appear, as they're walking. They're showing it again on CNN. They're just walking off the plane unconventionally, getting out of the plane, because, again, this plane is upside down on the tarmac.
Yeah, and it's hard to tell from this, and I assume they're showing the same video that I just shared a little bit ago on Twitter, but you see the landing gear at the nose, at the front of the plane, up, but yep. I don't see any landing gear.
I don't see in the back.
In the back. Mm-hmm. So perhaps that is what happened here, right? You can envision a scenario where a pilot can't get the landing gear down. The front landing gear hits a snow-covered, snowy Toronto runway, and somehow it either rolls. I would assume it ended rolled, or imagine if it went. It certainly would have been more damage if it, you know, if the nose hit and it flipped kind of front to back, right?
Well, that can I believe that scenario? Yes, there's a lot
knows?
Of things that it
who
could
knows?
Be.
Yeah,
you know, maybe the landing gear collapsed, right? I mean, there's also things that happen, but I don't remember the last time at any airport with a plane of this size, with 70 people,
yeah.
90 people, whatever the capacity might be, where Jason, on the tarmac itself, a plane is upside down. There are probably stories of very small airports, small planes, that sometimes the main outlets report on. But this is a regional jet from Minneapolis to Toronto's Pearson Airport, where it is right now residing on the runway, upside down. Some reports, I know you retweeted it, I've just been on air, so I've had a chance to jump on Twitter as far as retweets, but consuming information where Rebecca Jarvis, a Minneapolis native herself, is reporting several injuries. The footage that you retweeted and a bit of what I saw, I didn't see anyone getting any aid as they were coming off the plane. That's how the whole thing's atypical, right?
Sure.
But that's how atypical it is that this plane is upside down and people are walking out and they've got their carry-on bag. They're walking out as if, okay, we had time to get all of our stuff.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, and ABC News was reporting that the police in that area said there was one perhaps critical injury and then seven other injuries. And that was a report from abcnews.com. Critical with non-life-threatening was one person for the regional police out there and seven people with moderate to mild injuries, which is remarkable, right? I mean, let's be real at what we're looking at here. This is literally a plane that's flipped over on the runway. Now, the plane itself, again, the damage, it doesn't appear to have the sort of damage you would think. And so maybe, you know, and we're certainly going to get reports from the people who are on that plane. And if you know anybody, we want to hear from them at CCO Radio.
Love to hear.
651-461-9226. Our newsroom would love to hear those stories. But
forget the newsroom. The on-air hosts would love to hear those stories. Okay, let's call right into 651-461-9226. You know, there are markings on the plane where we could say that flames maybe are on the side of the plane also, but clearly whether it was a combination of water or whatever retardant they wanted to use to slow flames down or to prevent further flames on the part of the plane, the underside of the plane, which is now facing up, those were used for some extensive amount of time. And by the time some of this other footage was available to the networks, Jason, a lot of those emergency conventional fire trucks are now off to the side, you know, allowing other people to do the work they're doing at this moment.
Now, according to Flight Tracker, this plane did leave Minneapolis, Gate A2, and it left late. It left an hour late. I'm just presuming based on the weather, right? But that it was a weather delay.
We don't know.
We don't know. Could be mechanical or who knows why. Could have been the inbound plane, right? Like that often is how a regional. But Toronto Pearson Airport has obviously now they are holding inbound flights because of what's going on there right now. That you have a plane on its head or on its top or however you want to describe it. But it left at about 11:30 this morning. So if someone you know was on a flight that was supposed to leave around 10:30 today, that would be the flight that you know, you look at. It is, a lot of us use Flight Aware or Flight Tracker to keep track of our family members.
Yep.
And it is strange to see, you know, landed an hour and 33 minutes ago. It says it is marked as landing at 2:13 Eastern time. But you're talking about an hour and a half ago that it landed. And then, of course, now we know what happened when it did hit the runway.
From a texter, I'm in the fire protection industry. The foam used to put out jet fuel can be hazardous material, so EMS may be staying back to prevent exposure, right? That does make sense.
Yeah.
Right? That's a logical conclusion.
Let's you know, the other reality, Chad, is think about air travel right now, right? I mean, after so long where you hear nothing, and it's
nothing.
Probably coincidence, but it sure is unnerving, isn't it?
That's right on. They're most likely completely unrelated. But with what happened at Reagan, let's not forget the Alaska flight where 10 were killed and questions on that. Now this, you can logically, factually point out the stark differences and the non-connection to all three flights. But Jason, you nailed it. When North America has had such a long run without fatalities, and the overwhelming amount of safety. Unnerving is the perfect word for people who may be flyers where they have concern, maybe overreact, you might say, but that's honestly how they feel. There will be people who look at this and their concerns will be raised, and hopefully as we get more facts, that will allay those concerns, but there are all sorts of questions still to be asked and answered about this, because as Jason pointed out, this just landed only 90 minutes ago. Back with more at 2:48 on WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
A reminder where we are at. A flight from Minneapolis to Toronto, specifically to Toronto's Pearson Airport, somehow in the process of landing, ended up upside down. It is a plane where Endeavor has multiple planes, but we believe this plane at least had a capacity of 70 people. As multiple outlets have reported in the last 30 to 45 minutes, everyone is accounted for. All the passengers and the flight crew. 8 injured, 1 viewed as critical, 7 mild to moderate. You do see Jason, because Jason's here with us, snow all throughout the area, reports of significant winds. This is a jet that I think a lot of people are familiar with. There are regional jets that, as you said earlier, and you're right on, flying under the auspices of a Delta, a United, an American. This is very common practice. At one point, I'm sure as quickly as possible, we do not have that footage yet, but a lot is coming in through cameras at the Toronto airport and Twitter footage, Jason, that foam was used quickly to try to put out whatever flames were taking place or prevent further flames. Part of what is still startling about a story that is absolutely stunning is the amount of people who were just on their own walking out of the plane and felt they had enough time to grab a carry-on and someone on a phone looking back at the plane and explaining to someone, Jason, as he's what, about 30 to 40 feet from the plane.
Right.
This just does not happen.
No, I mean, everything about it is astonishing, right? And the calmness of people walking away, I guess, what would you expect them to be doing, I guess? You know, you're not going to be probably in any...
Well, I guess it tells you the condition of the plane at that point.
Yeah.
If, if they were worried something dramatic,
that's right,
was about to change with the plane, the flames, or anything else, you wouldn't be saying, hold on, Jason, we're flying together. I have to grab my carry-on. Under other scenarios that could have been more perilous, it would be, you need to get off the plane right now, and making that point instantly as opposed to grabbing your overhead compartment.
Yeah, and the Flight Attendants Association told CBS News that, again, reports are there are no fatalities, but it is a remarkable sight to see on this, you know, when so many Minnesotans do business in Canada and fly to Toronto. Yep. It's a busy destination, but, you know, just obviously snowy conditions on an airport are something that we are very used to here in the Twin Cities.
Yes.
And they are in Toronto, too, right?
Yep.
So to have this happen is, and again, so many questions as to why, but just crazy. It's crazy to see.
It shows how, it's a reminder to us how safety and flights that we've taken it for granted for so long because of the overwhelming track record that has taken place all across the globe, including our country, and including Canada, and I'm already getting the texts blaming Donald Trump and the administration. Neither one of us has ever been shy in offering our opinions, what is legit, what is not legit. Here's how much information we have tying this back to the Trump administration. I'm done. We have nothing. Okay? If it turns out there is a point where there's justifiable criticism towards the Canadian government or the United States government, we will go there. There is absolutely nothing at this point that would provide a direct link to that. So while there is some level of two individuals who fly and people texting and providing a little bit of context, neither one of us has any interest at this point to start pointing fingers at a government entity in the U.S. or Canada when we have no proof to any of that at this point is tied to this crash.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody wants to make their cheap shot, I suppose, but it's a bit of a luxury to be able to do that, knowing that no one was killed in a really scary situation.
Yeah, and let's be honest, a number of people would have provided the cheap shot, even if people were killed. And I'm not saying that concrete facts may not come out and raise questions, but none of those on that area are out at this point. Jason's going to take you home and give you all sorts of information on this story all throughout the afternoon.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.